Gratis liefern lassen, statt umsonst schleppen. Du kannst mehr mit dem Saturn-Lieferservice. Jetzt nur für kurze Zeit. Gratis zu allen Haushaltsgroß- und Einbaugeräten. Zum Beispiel der Waschmaschine von Bosch für 388 Euro. Jetzt bei Saturn. Du kannst mehr.
Hey, what's going on? This is Bill Burr from the All Things Comedy Network. I'm very excited to tell you that we are going to be releasing a stand-up special from the unbelievably talented, unbelievably hilarious, and unbelievably original Ted Alexandro. He has a new stand-up special called Senior Class of Earth. You can check it out exclusively at atcspecials.com and follow the All Things Comedy Network for more ways to support your favorite comedians. This is huge for us. This is everything that All Things Comedy was about. We wanted to get in business with great artists and help them to maintain control and ownership of what they created. And this is our first foray into that. Once again, it's called Senior Class of Earth from the great Ted Alexandro. You can check it out at atcspecials.com.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? What's up, fool? We're back.
So long.
In the studio.
With Rodrigo Toy right here with a bad back.
What's happening, man?
And Lisa right here, Esparza.
Hello.
What's up, Rodrigo?
How's your back feel?
Better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Good. Did you get adjusted Stretching. Again?
Yeah, I got adjusted yesterday.
Salvador? Or a
no,
chiropractor?
A chiropractor. Hey, but what do a chiropractor's? Hi, I'm the doctor. You think doctors, though? You can't prescribe
You're a backbreaker.
Fuck out of here.
I guess only you're a doctor only if you give medicine, right?
Yeah, right?
If you've gone to medical school.
A psychiatrist is a doctor.
Yeah, a psychiatrist, right? But a psychologist isn't.
Not. No. You're just a PhD.
Just a therapist.
How do people get a doctorate in education and call themselves doctors?
You're a doctor in education only.
I know. And then they want to be called Dr. William Cosby.
This should be called Doctor. This should be called Doctor of Education Williams. Come here, please.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, somebody heard you on your mom's house already. Let me pop this chat out here. Hold on.
What's up, fool?
Crack-a-lacky, dog.
Oh, man. I forgot to tell you, bro.
Do tell.
Let's recap.
What happened?
Did I tell you I went to the HBO...
Party?
The HBO party?
I mean, you said something about it, but then like that was...
Did I stay here?
I don't think so.
I don't think... No, we didn't talk about
you
it.
Well, wrong,
I ran into the Simmons family.
The Russell Simmons family?
No, Gene Simmons.
Oh,
his son, Nick
the
Simmons,
family. The kids.
His son, Nick Simmons.
The wife?
And the wife, Shannon Tweed.
Oh, yeah, Shannon Tweed.
So I wanted to say what's up to them, bro, like hang out.
Shannon Tweed.
I wanted to see Gene Simmons' hair, like... Like, there's no way that fool could start shit with nobody, bro. They'll just snatch that wig off.
Is it a wig?
It's something, bro.
I think they sponge it out, though, don't they? They make it full.
I don't know, man.
Because you get that grab a hair that's all thin on the top, eh? Man.
You're walking with tall,
it's
man.
Like Trump hair, kind of.
And his exactly. son is tall, too, man. Hair.
What's up? You go up to him?
Hell yeah.
What did they say?
Well, they were at these things, man, they give free everything, bro.
Oh, I bet, fool.
There was like a section where they were giving free makeup. Damn. Like real makeup artists fixing up people, fixing up their hair.
Oh, before you walk in there and look fucking tight?
Because then the next place is free photos.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like that photo booth you put yourself
Dude,
in.
Dude, the gang of cookies, bro. Like good ass cookies.
The best.
The best. Good, tiny miniature cakes. And they were all like companies. Like they want to get known. So they're like promoting their brand,
their best
giving
shit.
Up little pound cakes, bro, little frosted cakes. Then you go down, and there's a bunch of food, bro, like prime rib, only the best.
Lobster?
Yeah, good shit,
Crab.
Bro.
Crab?
But then you see like celebrities, nobody likes free shit like rich people, bro.
Oh, you think? Okay.
They were all. You think you're cheap, bro? And cheap? Those fools are cheap.
I know,
bro.
Man. When we went to the Playboy Mansion a few years ago, and you did that like charity ball thing, this woman and her son. This woman was like 60, 70 something, and her son was like mid 30s. You know, this like pudgy guy.
42.
Like,
still lives with his mom.
Maybe 42, okay. They're both stealing the centerpieces after. They're like, they're not going to use them again. And they're taking them home. They're like flower arrangements, like elaborate flower arrangements they were taking home.
They live next door,
They live next door, and they had to take a shuttle. Yeah.
They live next door.
Yeah, they live in the neighborhood.
So they've been doing this for years.
Yeah, taking his centerpieces home. Like,
and there were these people with freshly made Botox, bro, and plastic surgery trying to chew a fucking slider, bro. Meat coming out of the side of their mouth.
Oh, that's like trying to eat after the dentist, huh?
For real, they were chewing at this. You're a comedian, huh?
It's a life.
Like, some of these people are filthy, filthy rich, but they can't afford a sandwich, bro.
What's up with that?
Because all their money is paying for their house, their lifestyle, bro. There's no more money for food. Because you got all these people. Like, if she were to fire, so many people got to fire one maid, bro.
In order to eat.
In order to eat good. But they can invite, that's what they go to. These rich people have these parties, bro. I think just so they could just feed each other. Just think about it, bro. You have millions of dollars, but you're paying $35,000 a month for gardening. All this money, so you have no food, really, to go out. So the rich people, they probably have these expensive party so they could all eat good at one at a time. It's like a condina, but for rich people. Okay, next week, you're going to have a big extravagant meal, and we're going to eat at your house, like a condina. Is this a call show? Yeah, bro, call us right now. What's up, fool? So, dude, I saw
Gene Simmons family?
And I walked up, I got right behind him, and I said, Gene Simmons, Nick Simmons, Shannon Tweed, how you guys doing?
They went high.
They went high.
He has a little plastic surgery.
He was in line trying to get something for free too, bro.
What was he trying to get though?
I don't know. Cupcakes?
Something was there. I can't remember what was there.
The Kiss Eats Cupcake.
I started like walking around, bro. I saw most of the cast of The Insecure.
Oh, okay. The HBO show?
Mm-hmm. Took some horrible pictures with them. They didn't even post it up. No chance to ask for a second one.
Oh, damn, dude.
I saw Richard Lewis.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. He actually was on your little video, huh?
He was my video?
Yeah.
Is he real cool? Is he short?
Short and kind of out of it, seemed like.
Kind of out of it, yeah.
Just seemed a little like, I think he was overwhelmed with the whole party thing. Oh, yeah? You know, he was just like, it was a lot going on around his face.
A lot of lights and shit.
Yeah, just people. A lot of people.
My favorite vegan food, if you're asking, is right now, man, Impossible Burger. At Fat Burger, or you could get them at White Castle. Also, the Cheesecake Factory has a vegan Cobb salad, and they have the Impossible Burger. I would get it without the cream and the butter. But you know what, man? It's still a good burger. It's delicious. We ordered that the first night.
That was bomb, dude. What if you lost?
How'd you fuck up your back, first of all, dog? You showed up, bro. Like you were trying to, like your back was messed up, bro. And your back looked like you're walking, like all day you're trying to not avoid bumping into people.
Yeah, got beat up by the Hulk. No. Well, like I told you initially, dude, I was just out back on this like hillside, and both my feet were straight, and then like the dirt slipped, and one of my legs went down, and I just felt a little. And then, like, right after that, I felt, like, inside in the middle of my body and my waist, that like, my back was, like, spasming, dude. Like I had to grab onto something or else I was just going to, like, collapse into pain, dog. Mm-hmm. And then I just had to come out of there all, like, walking like Frankenstein.
What's funny is, like,
did it hurt?
Fucking killed, dog.
Yeah, like,
you could have hit me in the back with a bat, and I still wouldn't have felt that, dog. I would have been feeling the initial pain. Yeah, and that hasn't happened in like fucking 7 years, dude. It only happened like three times. No. When I fell off a ladder, that was just a bruise on the side of my back.
This fool said a fat boy problem.
I don't know, bro. Is your mom a fat boy?
Well, I did the large.
Go to work, dog.
Someone drugged Rigo Farley.
But yeah, when you did.
He does do DDP yoga, right?
DDP yoga? No, that's
Gabriel does that, doesn't he?
Is that for like fat people?
Yogurt.
Oh no, I do regular yoga.
It's that wrestler. It's Diamond Dallas Page wrestler. He has a yoga line. Yeah, he does yoga and Fluffy did it with him for a while.
When your pockets get heavier, bro, your back gives out. That's what Mario said.
I thought all the money's in the cloud these days.
That's what Mario said,
You were saying though, Lisa?
Oh, I was saying that. Oh, but wait,
Alex fat too though. So he had, he had a fucked up back too. So
he knows the fat boy problems.
Bro, that was funny when you said that. When you went to the chiropractor.
Oh.
And the chiropractor said, "Listen, man, you already know what you have to do."
He just told me he's all. I can put you back in. I can align you, but you got to do the other half. I can't do both of them.
Said, press one if you shopped in the Husky section at JC.
I don't, dude. I still have XLs. Dude.
My brother was in the Huskies for a while.
Snug. You have a normal torso, though. Yeah. And you at work, so you're fat.
Why?
I have a long torso.
You think that's why? You look thinner, though, dog. You have a thinner face and shit.
I have a long torso, so my body's in the bottom.
But you can't pick up your pants?
No, I can't pick up my – I can pick up my pants. They're going to fall back down. But I can't. I have a short, long torso, so an extra large is always going to look small on me like this.
Oh. How get longs, fool?
Like Martin, bro.
My dad's back is longer than his legs, too.
Like Martin, bro. He has a fucking shark body, bro. And little fins at feet.
He got a strong upper back. Hey, but you know what my dad said, fool? Motherfucker said, "I'm surprised your fucking stomach hasn't yanked your fucking spine so much that she hasn't snapped, dog."
Hey, were you in there?
Aw, Dad. Shucks.
What happened? I was dying.
Oh, by the way, man, if you guys are not listening, you're listening right now, I was on your mom's house on with
Tom Segura
and Christina. And I was on Tiger Belly. No Sleep to Brooklyn and all these shows.
Oh, I was saying that when you guys came back on Monday mm-hmm. and you were coming up the driveway, you went to put something in your car and then you were coming up the driveway. I kind of was looking out of the garage and because I thought you were coming back, but you were taking a long time and you stood there like you looked like you were frozen in the robot. It's and then you moved again. You started up again.
This is what happens, dude. Like if I sit for a while, even like an hour or like 5 hours, like
frozen in the street.
When I get up, it's like it takes, I have to like warm up, dude. Like, and like this fool, like, you know, after a while he forgets that I don't have my backing fucked up and he starts walking, but like fast. I'm like, "Hey, fool, where you at, dog?" I'm like, "Fucking on. I'm over here gripping a pillar, dog." And that's the thing is, it's not the back that's fucked up. It's a muscle that got fucked up from fucking, yeah. You know.
Like near your sciatic area.
So that shit pinches or whatever the fuck, yeah. And that's what happens. It's because I went one time, it happened 5 years ago. I went to the doctor. I thought something was bad, dude. And then that fool looked at your spine's fine, motherfucker. Stop eating. But I was like, dude, I'm not fucking. How about those fools that are like fucking 300, 400 pounds, dog? Why didn't their shit fucking break?
Though? It is. They have knee and back problems all the time.
I think those fools are like, I'm pretty sure, bro. Like
knees are the first to go.
Let me tell you, man. Those people, I'll tell you right now, those people you're talking about, if you lift up their sweats or you lift up their fucking their pants and you fucking put down their socks, they'll fuck with them purple ass feet, bro. With those purple ass legs, bro.
Blood doesn't even go down there?
Blood don't go there no more, bro.
It stops at the shins?
They're going to get those socks, bro, at Walgreens, bro, for fat people.
Circulatory problems start, yeah.
What are those compression socks?
My socks are tight.
Yeah, but fat, like, I don't know. I just trip out, dog. I'm like, fuck. When did that happen to me, dog? What
tacos, bro. You eat 35 tacos.
When I was like fucking 12, fool. 40, dog.
Hey, now, when you went to
where
the chiropractor, and what did that guy say? When that bigger, fatter dude walked out before you.
He told me, he's like, "You don't want to be like that guy." Like, he straight up told
Nobody
me.
Nobody ever says that, like somebody wants to be. You want to be like that.
He's all, "I want to help you out, bro." Because he's all.
How old was the other guy?
Probably about 3 years older than me, dog.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he looked like a big old tow truck driver.
And already look, and already has fucking prune feet.
That fool looked like he weighed 500 pounds, dog.
Yeah. Did he come out of the door sideways? What was wrong with him, though? What was his problem?
This fool said it was his upper back and his fucking, his thighs, dude. Yeah. And that disaligns him. But he's all, it's because of the weight shifts. And when that fool was walking, he wasn't walking like we walk like this. He's walking to the side.
He's
straight.
Waddling. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
He's my friend Pete was 500 pounds. He waddled a lot.
You think that dude, what are you going to do? Go home and think about what they said, or you can go straight to fast food?
That fool's probably going to go to 7-Eleven, get a big-ass hot dog and a soda, dog.
Okay, Seven Rico, yes. We had a pitch meeting yesterday, we had a pitch meeting this morning, and we have a pitch meeting this afternoon.
Fuck, man, you guys are flying, huh?
And we will see. Those are all the top three networks, so cross your fingers, light a candle, whatever you do.
Yeah, we pitched our sitcom, Lisa and I, NBC yesterday. It went well.
ABC today.
Yesterday was ABC, and then we're going to NBC. CBS.
CBS.
And we don't know about Fox. So that we don't even know that. We don't even know nothing about Fox.
Yeah, we don't know anything. So we'll see.
Right on.
Cross your fingers.
But you should get a decompression table.
That?
Well, that's the thing you lied on in that one video where you go back like that.
Oh, the one that's over here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, is that here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was here. I forgot. I thought that was in some hotel.
I've
just
only
saw
seen
it on video.
It before. I heard it's good for you and shit.
No, it helps.
I want to see if I can hang.
I didn't think you were going to make it, dude. Not at all. I
had to, though.
And then you lucked out when we got in a plane because you got that broken plane, remember?
Oh, the one in the middle seat? Yeah. I've never even seen that before. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with this plane? It can't be in the seat, though, huh?
They needed six volunteers to get a measly $300.
Yeah, it was funny, though, how many people went for it, though. I was surprised because usually some people don't go for it, right?
Because, see, man, the people who don't go for it are people like me because I know how hard it's going to get those $300 back. They're going to make it as hard as possible for me to get those $300 back. Because, see, not only do I get the $300 back, they got to give me a voucher for the flight I missed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two tickets. You got to fight for. Now you're going to be on standby on the next flight. You're not guaranteed to be on the next flight. We just said that.
Do they really just say that?
That you're not guaranteed? What do you mean?
The next flight is going to be full too, bro.
Yeah,
are they buy
it depends. You know what? It depends on your class. That you not first,
your status?
Not first class, second class, whatever.
Orbits,
it's
you're
when
done.
When you buy your ticket. It's where you buy your ticket. If you buy a discount ticket on like Orbitz or whatever,
right,
or through some sort of service, you're given like a class Y ticket. If you'll see like a class on a class J, whatever. That's really like how you purchase your ticket. You went through the airline's website, you take more precedent. And of course, you take priority. And of course, if you're like a high level, like Ruby or whatever of your status,
Silver Premier,
then of course that helps as well. You don't get bumped off a flight. But we got kicked off a flight one time because the plane that came in was 30 seats too small for the people who had tickets.
They didn't even know that?
No, they didn't know it until it got there. And we all got vouchers. Everybody was an asshole. And I got all these extra vouchers. And I flew my family to, you know, come see me at graduation, all this stuff. And but, yeah, it was like 30 people smaller, that plane. So all the people who had that Y class got bumped.
Yeah, because for that little slight inconvenience, it gave us the $75 credit.
Yeah.
That was cool. Badass.
And fucking Toby sat there the whole flight. Oh, I got problems. I was like, fuck. I didn't even think about the problems you had when we were leaving.
I went down there. They had two wine bottles.
Oh, dude, this was funny.
And they were complaining we were too loud.
Yeah, they were trying to. Some guy in front of us. He's all, shh.
Which guy?
That dude right in front of Toby. That old man.
But then look, they started talking.
Yeah, they got all loud. And then I was like, shh. And then that guy's all, shh. And I'm on, shh, shh, shh. And then I'm on Toby.
This is the flight from Nyack to
no,
home?
No, to LAX to Nyack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a long Newark flight, man.
And I'm on, Toby, why do people act like they're on their own private jets? Oh, man, you got to stop. I'm on, seriously, he's trying to shush us. Get some headphones.
Were you guys all in coach?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but yeah,
that guy was too.
But then I went to go sit down with, and there were three of us now.
Yeah. Oh. But Toby, so we got ended up getting. I don't know why we got free drinks, but I guess we're premier class or something.
Yeah, premier.
So they're all, oh, can I get a little wine? Because I want a wine. And this was all unwinding, telling me shit. So I'm like, let me buy this brother some wine, dog. Let's so we can unwind and shit. And oh, okay. And I was like, cool. And they're all, you get your drink for free. I'm all, all right, fuck it. He's all, wait a minute. How about you give me another one of those little bottles and give him another one? That way you don't have to come back.
See, that's when the flight attendant makes a mental note right there. I'm
then,
serving this for.
Well, that's
I'm
what
gonna,
I'm
going to disappear and not come back to
that
serve.
That comes
this
up to my head. I'm like, fuck, dog. Don't give us that little stigma, dog.
Uh-huh.
So then this motherfucking flight attendant, I guess he's been in that predicament before. This motherfucker says, fuck those two little bottles. He gives us each a big ass bottle.
And a big ass bottle.
The flight attendant.
Toby passed out.
Funny.
And then this one.
Toby peed on himself.
This one comes over here. And then Felipe's all checking the bottles. Goddamn, dog. You guys drink them all, dog. I was like, man, I got problems. And my homie got a bad back.
When we get there, we get to Nyack. It is pretty there, man.
Yeah,
for some reason. It looks like the town where the Goonies live.
Yeah, totally.
Like Misty.
Totally.
Astoria, Oregon.
Like all, like in the beginning of every day you hear that noise, that song from the Scooby-Doo. Dun, 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 dun.
The fog rolling in.
The fog rolls in. There's a boat passing by every morning. Yeah, totally. And then there's a freeway. Uh-huh. And it just looks like the Goonies. I didn't get to see the town until the last day, but it was beautiful when I went down. And they have a bookstore where it's like the people actually live on top of it. Mm-hmm. How badass to live under a fucking bookstore.
It was like a little village, huh? It was like a village.
That's been my dream, right? To live under a bookstore. Man, I'll get up every morning. Shit, I'll hit a badass bowl, drink some coffee, and then chit-chat like Kramer down there for 5 hours and lie. And then go back upstairs, bro.
Yeah, man. It was cozy over there.
It was cool, man. And
sweater weather.
But
it wasn't, though. You said it was hot,
muggy,
though, right?
Man.
It was muggy.
Slightly humid, but it'll get to you.
They just continental breakfast, and I don't like that continent.
Fool, how are they going to give you bagels with no toaster, dog?
Yeah, with no cream cheese.
Who going to eat it like that?
It was hard, dude. And once the hot water ran out, that was it, bro. They didn't
refill it, yeah, dude.
So you're a tea drinker. Sorry. I beg your pardon.
Just one cup of tea, please.
So I passed out. I was tired. I'm doing a show, man. I did the comedy show. Remember that show? I did the show on Saturday night. And I'm doing, you know, I'm doing my regular bits. I'm doing drug addiction jokes, you know, cocaine this, and I have a fat stomach. I really can't spank the girl. I start spanking my own stomach. And then I keep hearing a woman say, "You need help. You need help. You need help."
What?
And I thought this woman is heckling me, right? Like, maybe I do need help because of cocaine addiction. But it's just a joke I'm talking about. But I keep saying, "You need help. You need help." Then, "We need orange juice. We need orange juice." And I said, "What the fuck?" This lady's dying in the back. She's having a diabetic attack. No, she really is dying. Uh-huh. So I called up. I don't know what to do, man. I got to do my comedy show still. And it goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, I know there's somebody sick in the back, but could we focus on the person that's up here alive?" And then just two people laugh. "Then is there a doctor here?" I'm the only one that was sense. Everybody like a robot, I guess. Everybody turns to goats, bro, when shit happens.
You could see who the followers are.
Right away. Right away, nobody was trying to help. I'm the only one with a conscience. People are trying to focus on the show, but most of the people are just staring, and then there's people who are going to get in the way. That always happens. They start walking. Like, always happens. Like, they get in the way. Like, there's a guy that walks up there like Rick from fucking Trailer Park Boys with a drink over there. Like, what the fuck are you going to do, bro, with a drink?
I thought a fight broke out.
Me too. I thought there was going to be a fight.
Then I was like, why were people fighting at the show? I thought, like, these Latinos were going at, like, Colombians versus Puerto Ricans or something.
I don't know what's going on. People are talking in the back. So I don't know what's going on. You're right. I did think it was a fight.
I was like, because something dropped, like a glass dropped, and there were some, like, tables moved.
That's probably her slapping that orange juice. I don't need that pendeja. So I'm pretty sure, I don't know what's going on. So I said, "Is there a doctor in this place? Is there a doctor in this place?" Then this lady said, "I'm a doctor." "Wow, you like my comedy?" Because I was surprised there was a doctor in my comedy show, too.
You're interviewing this
So doctor. Then, oh, yeah, she needs help. So she walks over to her three girlfriends. I guess they're all doctors. They're doing nothing. Then they come back. So they turn the lights on. That makes it real bad for comedy. The lights on. Now everybody's looking over there. All the sheeps. So they take the lady out. And then I got to do my comedy again, bro. It's weird, bro. I don't know. I guess you got to have over 10,000 shows to be able to do this. What would you have done?
You have to keep it going, dog.
Keep it going, huh?
What are you going to do? All right, fuck it. Hang on. Let's tend to this lady.
If you're hosting, you would have brought the next motherfucker up, right?
Yeah, dude. It's like, what are you going to do, man? And then, like, dude, it was just chaotic and then, like, calm down. But, like, it took them a long time to get the lady to the front of the showroom. Like,
oh, you saw that?
To get her out, yeah.
You were there, right? What happened there?
Because when it went down, I was sitting in the back.
Did they carry her?
Yeah, well, they just walked out with her, like, holding the bottoms of her fucking arms, like, her armpit, like, kind of helping her out. And then her friends were helping her out, too. She was with four other women. I think two of them were relatives and two of them were friends.
I remember when I was on stage, I said, "Man, look at her, man. Pretending she's dying, she'd get away without pain."
I thought you were going to go do that. She looked at the bill. That's what I was waiting for, dog. But, yeah, man, it was, like, fucking crazy. And it's, like, I don't think it's those people that go out a lot, too, so.
Yeah, it was like the old tia, the young tia, and the next
nieces.
Yeah,
there was three generations of the little big forehead family.
They were loaded, too, some of them.
Yeah, two of them were buzzed, dog.
She goes, she ruined the show. So I'm up there, bro, and I told the audience that, you ever watched the Office when Kevin is waiting to have cancer and it's Michael's birthday, he had it all planned out? I felt like Michael right now.
Like, dude.
We're outside. I can't believe you're selling merch and they're still treating her behind you, bro.
Oh, dude, like, we had the merch, it was a couch, and they sat her down right there. And she's over, you know, she's like slowly getting back to normal and shit. And then this fool's all, give her a shirt, dog. I'm all right, cool. And then she fucking, after a while, they took pictures with this fool and shit. And they're all, hey, could all my friends have shirts too? Oh, my God, dog.
That just it only takes some one. Balls, man. It just asks for more when somebody gives you something.
I
just feel like every time you give a shirt away, you're giving somebody $8. Eh?
At least. Some of those shirts are $10, $12 to make.
I'm thinking the full depending price, depending on the size. $25.
Yeah, then, I mean, it's loss of profit, too.
I don't
want to
say
but it's
fucking
like,
cheap or nothing, but damn.
Right. I mean, one's fine. One's very nice. You could ask for like four more. Come
Yo,
on.
Get some for my homeboy.
So, man, she died. I told her. Well, she told me that, can I get one for my friends? And they were all waiting, bro. And I said, I don't know, man. They didn't really die. She found out how much the bill was, bro. $2,500.
Oh, to go to... they found out the how much it cost for the ambulance to take her to the hospital.
So did she not...
she went home
she
on
didn't
her
have to pay for them to just come out?
They took some information. So she's going to ask. She's going to pay something. Like $275 bucks or something. Like, they don't come out every... Especially in New York, they tax everything, dude. So, yeah, it's not free, but, you know. But when she found out about how much it was to go to the doctor, she was like...
Papa, I'm fine.
Yeah. It took her a while, too. But at the end, she was all laughing and leaving.
I know,
dog.
I saw that picture.
I would have never did a big old scandalo and then leave.
I bet she's that person in the group, huh?
I think so, too. She's like that one to try
to... She's probably that home girl that you party with, always passes out, so you're like partying with Weekend at Bernie's. Because everybody has that one friend, that girlfriend that gets too drunk, but she's not really a whore. She just works too hard, bro.
Yeah, she'll pass
out. She puts in a hard 50 hours a week, bro, at an office job where she has a good job, and she's hanging around with concas, dog, who don't have
don't
regular.
Work off.
Yeah, these chicks don't have regular jobs.
4 hours a day.
They don't have a meeting to go to on Monday, so she's the one that gets real fucked up. She got fucked up at happy hour. She got fucked up waiting for these bitches to get ready.
Too much overtime.
She's fucking too fucking important, bro. She has shit to do. So that probably hurt, bro. But she paid for everybody. And she goes, you know what? I fucked up their show. Let's give them some t-shirts.
All right, pull out your pocketbook, lady.
Like Alex DeLarge, bro. He passes out fast.
But that wasn't it, dog. The second show had another fucking...
Oh, my God. The second show, man.
It kept going, dog.
I said, screw this, man. Somebody gave... I ate a little brownskis, and I'm on stage, man, chilling. And then I see a flickering light go on the right and the left-hand side of me and in front of me and in the corner. It's like flickering, like barely going on, like...
But you knew something was wrong, right?
I knew something was wrong. Then I saw them... Bigger lights. Then I said, okay, I got to make a joke about this. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I ate a brownie earlier. Please tell me you are seeing lights flickering too. Then everybody started laughing, yeah. And then, rah. Everybody, please exit the building.
Did people start to leave then?
Hell no. We waited. Some people
were like waiting for everybody else to leave, and they'll leave too, but they didn't.
But also, it also felt like being in the office too. When Michael's trying to close that speech out on that boat, and he's trying to get everybody's attention, the boat is sinking! And the fucking old man first threw the jump out of the water, jump into the water.
Who, dog. Creed?
I love Creed. I know one time, bro.
Creed's tight, huh?
I know one time that he showed up and he saw that the cops were there and that foot took off, bro. He didn't come into work.
Hey, how about that one time where that fool spiked up his hair and tried to come back all young?
It was all dark, right?
Yeah, he tells those fools all, what's up, dude?
Didn't he say cool beans at one point?
No, dude. How about when they barely hired the new people and the lady was breastfeeding and then Jim looks over at her and he looks over at Creed, way ahead of you, son. He's eating a yogurt next to her looking at her, bro. Breastfeeding.
Yes, dude. He's a good-ass character, dog. He's like Butters in South Park, dog.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, Christopher Sanchez wants a fucking wants another thank you, bro. A thank you for getting a free T-shirt. Thank you, bro.
No, he wants to thank Rodrigo for the free shirt.
You're welcome, though.
And thanks for your birthday shout out to him.
Happy birthday, though.
But that's the third message, man. Like, you already got a free T-shirt, bro. Yeah, you should be happy.
No, thanks. We,
our fans are the only fans that want a shout out for getting a free T-shirt shout out. What's up, Lando Calrissian, Shelly H, Mr. Schomburg Show? How was it? It was good, bro. You're a little 2000 late. What's up, Christopher Spartan?
Hey, fool.
That's the one you said happy birthday to.
So then the alarm went off, right?
Yeah.
And it got normal again? And then it pops up again, dude.
It pops up again.
Because it's something. There was a fire at fucking Popeye's, like a grease fire.
A grease fire. Some employee wanted to leave early. That was what you do, right?
Somebody did
like
something.
If you're going to get fired or you hate this job up, you just click it, dog.
I would have clicked it and I would fucking put the whole floor full of oil, dog.
Like so teenagers messing around, frying stuff they shouldn't have been frying. We always caught fires doing that stuff. Working in fast food? Didn't you ever play around?
What's up, fool?
No, I didn't work in fast food.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I worked at a restaurant, though.
You worked at Yoshinoya. And
I worked at Yoshinoya, but at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, it was different. A little more professional, I guess. Union job.
Union job, man. We don't mess around. We get paid.
We were teenagers. We were messing around.
I know.
I got a grease burn all over my arm. I still have a scar from it, but it's light now.
Don't be lying.
No, it's right there. It was all over my arm.
Can you see it?
I dropped. I worked at Pretzel Fest, and I worked at Pretzel Fest, and I was making a corn dog.
Pretzel Fest.
I was making a corn dog for somebody, and the corn dog slipped off the stick and into the batter, and it splashed on my arm right there. And then I had to call my boss and ask if I could go. And he was so I know now that he was afraid of like a worker's comp claim. And he was like trying to basically like steer me toward, oh, okay, you want to go home.
Dog,
so you're choosing to go home or something. You're okay. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay. Like he wanted to make me say it like that I was okay, you know. And I didn't get it at that time because I was 16.
Sound like when I lay true to her ankle outside the Ventura Comedy Club.
Oh, my God. That remember that fucking escapade, dude? Oh, ew. My God.
You wouldn't make sure he was liable, huh? That sounds good at a corn dog right now.
Tell you, let it cool down first.
But I've seen a corn dog as big as a microphone at a fair one time.
I don't like them like that big, dog. They're kind of gross, dog.
Really?
Nah, fool. I like them small.
I like more breading than
I don't
want
to be saying like, you know, but it just like, no, grosses me out.
It's too much food or what?
I think I don't want to take a bite out of something that big, dude.
I do.
I had a big ass banana today at Starbucks. I was like, dude, the fuck did
I have? I thought it was too much food because too much food.
Well, all right. Have you ever been to Vegas? It's lots of fun.
I worked at Pretzel Fest, and my best friend worked at the carnival. No, my best friend got knocked up by a carny. She didn't work at the carnival. What did he say?
He must have been smooth, bro. He must have been like fucking.
I think he was 40, and she was 16.
I don't imagine a carny being smooth, dog. Yeah.
No, you didn't see fucking Joe Dirt when he thought I threw that a T-shirt in the merry-go-round?
That was
the ultimate redneck, bro.
He took her perfect.
He met her at a carnival, and for the date, took her back at the carnival.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys ever been to Slots of Fun in Vegas?
No.
And they have those big-ass hot dogs? It's like, it's too big.
I've had
but I never liked a lot of hot dogs. Even when I ate hot dogs, I never liked a lot of meat though.
Yeah, I don't like.
I like more bun than hot dogs.
I love the Dodger dogs. I've had the Dodger dog, but I always wanted to try that dog that. But I never go to Arizona.
Which
to that
one?
Restaurant. I think Alice Cooper had the restaurant with the Big Hurt. The big unit mm-hmm. that Randy Johnson Randy Johnson they have a restaurant and they have a real long hot dog.
Oh, that's right, they
with
have a
chili
super long
and cheese.
One.
What's it called?
Alice Cooper and him, right?
Yeah, they call the restaurant.
It's
a mean collab.
They call the hot dog the Big Unit.
The Big Unit.
Look at this. Know what's up?
Yeah.
I hope you ate there. I didn't eat there, bro. I didn't get to go there. But I will fuck up a chili dog at the Arlington.
Oh, you said they have vegan food at the...
I can't believe it. Dodger Stadium has shit.
Houston, right?
Texas Rangers.
Rangers.
Yeah,
Rangers.
Yeah, they had a bomb.
They had a lot
man.
Of options. That's surprising.
They have better food than Dodger Stadium. They have way better food than Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium has nothing.
Nothing.
They have
What's
nothing.
Up
they
with
have
that?
A vegan
Isn't like
veggie
LA's,
dog, but
it's
nothing
supposed
else.
To be like, you know,
I know we're in California.
Right? LA dog.
It's so, it pisses
Who's
me off.
Who's working there for?
They should have Veganitos right there.
Vegatinos. Yeah, they should have something.
Did they
don't.
Rodrigo almost died there after he ate that big ass fucking Texas Ranger helmet, full of fucking potatoes. Tots. And what else?
Oh, I love
it.
It
had a
tots.
Brisket. Cheese, sour cream. It was actually really good.
It was a meal in itself.
Oh, it was an enormous meal, dog.
I had a big ass vegan chili dog with vegan cheese and nachos.
What is up?
Nobody's calling
me. You didn't come here after the meeting.
Nobody's calling me. I'll call them.
Call them right now. Where you at, dog? This one, I think.
What's up, fool? Upcoming shows. This Friday, October 12th, I'll be at the Majestic Theater.
In Dallas.
This Saturday, I'll be in Houston at the Cullen Performing Arts Center at the University of Houston campus. October 18th through the 21st at the Tampa Improv. Seattle, Washington. October 26th at the Moore Theater. Reno, Nevada. October 27th at the Silver Legacy Casino. Home of the world famous Big Potato Buffet. That's only in Kingpin. Denver, Colorado. New Year's Eve, baby. December 31st at Paramount Theater. I'm coming there on December 30th. If there's anybody there with a collectible, you know, a medicinal shop.
Yeah, if you know any dispensaries in the Denver area, hit us up. Because, dispensaries with, a good social media following, a good following we could partner with to do some promotion, that would be helpful.
You have reached the voicemail box of 323.
Oh, well. Still in the meeting, I guess.
What's up, fool? Everybody's pitching this week, bro.
Everybody?
Fool.
Is this month of pitch?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the middle of October.
Everybody's squeezing.
Yeah, middle of October is when all the networks are done buying shows. They run out of money. Like, they have a certain amount of budget. And then they say yes to what they're going to say yes to, and they're done by mid-October. And then everybody starts writing the pilot scripts. And then January, they know whether it's going to be shot as a pilot or not. And then, if it's shot as a pilot and airs, then or gets evaluated as a pilot, then in about May, you know if you're going to get a show for the fall.
By May?
So it's basically a year in preparation.
Pretty much, yeah. Wow. Because we started, in May, I think, meeting with people.
Wow. Yeah.
So it'd take about a year.
So, yeah. But when we met with them, it was good, the meeting at NBC. On the way out of the meeting, today we ran into
Kevin Hart,
Pookie Johnson,
Pookie Wigginton,
wow, and I told him, "What are you booking, man? A fight night on Chocolate Sunday?" He died. Then Dave Becky was there, bro. Big shot. His name is on everything.
Yeah, man.
Insecure, Broad City,
a lot of stuff.
Parks and Recs.
Yeah, all the Amy Poehler stuff.
All the Louis C.K. shows and specials.
Louis C.K. shows.
All the Louis.
Dave Becky, the man. And then when I was coming out of the restroom, I ran into Kevin Hart, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
They were all pitching together.
And we were all wearing sweats, so you know it's going to happen. So I opened up for Kevin Hart.
Hell yeah.
You went after him at Netflix. Huh?
Yeah, so on Netflix, he was there before me, dude. That fool came in with a fucking 2018 Ferrari.
Damn.
Oh, it was waiting out there in front of the whole garage and everything. They had it waiting for
it. It's like telling Netflix, if you don't give me a special, someone else is going to buy me a Ferrari.
Yeah.
That's power.
What color you want that?
I have my Lyft driver waiting outside.
Somebody said you should be in the Mayan.
Bro, I know.
That's
what
we said.
I tried, bro, but they told me I was too ugly.
Whoa.
No, they actually, in the Hollywood way, they said, his agent said, well, these are the people who they've brought on the show so far, and they're all pretty boys with 5 o'clock shadow, you know, and guns showing outside of their leather vests.
They're guns.
Yeah, I mean, guns.
Good show, bro.
Their arms.
Yeah, so we ran into Kevin Hart, and he had a meeting, so I opened up for him.
Tell everybody about your shirt. Show your shirt off.
Everybody, check out my shirt.
This way.
What's that?
$25.
$25, people. I'll sign it for you for $30.
Is that the one Alex did?
Yeah. Alex DeLarge designed it. And we're going to have them up online this evening, as soon as we get done with all our stuff today. Yeah.
Come and get them, people.
And then we'll be at some of the live shows, but not in Texas.
You got shows coming up, Rodrigo?
Yeah, this Sunday when we get back, I'm going to be with Flacco and Rizzo. at Der Wolf's off of 72 North Fair Oaks in Pasadena. So, yeah, that'll be like 9 p.m. And then Viva Los Jokes, November 13th. Keep an eye on that.
How's Flaco?
He's cool. I seen him like, what, 3 weeks ago?
No, I'm not saying Felipe's not pretty. He's not a pretty boy like these guys. Like, there's pretty boys. And then there are other people who
are handsome. Let me tell you, man. There's Rodrigo and there's Mario Lopez, okay? And everyone else is in between. And no, man, that's it, man. Rest in peace, Flaco. Yeah, man. Are you doing a show in San Francisco anytime soon? Yes, I'm going to be at the Warfield Theater on...
November 2nd. The day after the Raider game that we'll be at.
Hector Munoz, he's going to be Venom, and I'm going to be Spider-Man.
You said that movie's bad, huh?
Badass, bro. That movie made $218 million because I helped promote it.
I want to see it.
I'm coming down in a second one, Venom 2, bro. Carnage. I'm going to be Carnage Asada. I'm going to be throwing milanesa at everybody, bro.
Ew, gross.
I'm going to be Carnage Asada, bro. Look out for me.
A slice.
Any show in Los Angeles? Yes, bro. Ontario, California. December 27th through the 29th.
Yeah, the last weekend of December. Not including New Year's Eve because you'll be in Denver. Not including
in Denver, I'll be in New Year's Eve.
But also, you're doing a short set on a fundraiser show for Stand Up for Pits on November 11th. That is Hollywood at the Avalon. I don't know if tickets are on sale, but you can go to standupforpits.org. And that's Rebecca Corey. We had her on the podcast talking about pit bulls and stuff. And she puts these shows together. Bill Burr's been on a lot of the shows. A lot of other comedians helped out. So, and Felipe's doing, well, I think you're doing one of the shows because you get into town that day. So you're not doing both. There are two shows that night, but it goes to a good cause. Pitbull Rescue. That's what, did I say that?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
So, man, it was fun doing the Tiger Belly podcast with Bobby Lee and his girlfriend. It was at his house. Man, that fool, he bought an apartment in 12 years ago when they were up for sale in Hollywood.
The condos. Oh, really?
Yeah. Prime right there, man.
Back in the 90s, you said, right?
Yeah.
That's 12 smart. Years ago. Yeah. Oh, no, that's early 2000.
2000.
You and I met 12 years ago, 2006.
There you go. You want a condo now? You're not happy? No. Only in Mexico, the name of their dog, also. Oh, man, one of our little bunnies that we adopted. Oh. We didn't really adopt it, but we were helping him.
We sponsored it. We sponsored his surgery because he had a bad leg.
He passed away.
He died last week.
Little Starlight. Dude, let me tell you, the little rabbit had... came in all beat up, bro.
They think a dog bit its back leg and it just like deteriorated. So they had to amputate it.
So they amputated and fixed him up, bro. And then this fool got bit. Like, they fixed his leg. And
then he was good enough to get neutered. And I think they...
He was good enough to get neutered,
they
bro.
They were about like, to get him neutered or did.
He was hanging out with his cat or a dog.
Yeah, cat.
He was trying to hump it.
Yeah.
With one leg. With three legs, bro. Talking about this spoon.
Well, you got a kickstand now.
Yeah, those tripods, they live happy lives. But, yeah, he had some other internal issues. They don't know what it was. They couldn't find anything
wrong
with him.
Man.
Yeah, so.
How long do bunnies usually last?
Like 10 to 12 years. Yeah.
Like cats and shit?
A little bit less.
Huh, there's some cats be lasting 30 years, dude.
Yeah, I think I had my cat for like 17 years, I think. I got her when she was 4 weeks old. She was her mom abandoned him. Evangeline.
Porno names, huh?
Didn't used to be a porno
man,
name.
Man, where your man at?
Evangeline was a religious name for a while.
I know there was an evil angel.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, like, you know, evil angel, Vivid.
Hey, dude, how about that fool you oh, man.
Speaking of Ava Angelina.
When
we're doing the merch, Rodrigo farted during the merch table.
Oh, my God.
My back.
Couldn't hold it, dude. And I was just honest. I'm like, hey, man, it was me. And then they just started busting up like five people.
Gross.
It's just like, dude, I usually hold everything in, dude, but I just couldn't. It's not.
There was a lot of Mexicans from Puebla and Guerrero and DF.
In Nyack?
And,
yeah.
Wow.
all the early Latinos migrated to California and Texas.
Yeah, because I tell you, when I lived in New York, there was one guy from Mexico. These guys were all in the kitchens that I met. There was one guy I met from Mexico. The rest of them were Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Colombian. No Mexicans at all. And then now it's a lot over there. They moved up for work. And Central Americans, too.
Yeah, man.
They are now Americans.
We hope that he's going to come to Europe, Anton Olsen. But it might be a little small tour first. We're hoping next year or the year after. I'd love to do something over there, even if it's not a moneymaker for, you know, just building the audience. It'd be fun to go over there.
Man, we were at the airport. They took Toby.
Damn, dog. Did you time you talk to him?
Yeah.
I talked to him. He said he wasn't sweating it, but he looked like he was sweating it to me.
That's what reminded me of the Kramer episode of Seinfeld when they thought he was a serial killer.
When that fool came up to me, bro, and I saw the fucking two cops behind him, I thought that fool would say, "Yo, dog, take this joint in my mouth."
I heard him.
I thought he was saying, "I got a joint in my mouth. I'm about to spit it at you. Catch it. Don't let the cops see it."
It goes to show like
I was fucking
bullshit.
Were you ready?
But no, because he told him he came up to us before, like
I was gone
3 minutes
bro.
Before.
You know me, bro. I'm TSA pre-check,
and then
clear. I'm out.
Yeah, but like when I was sitting down at that spot, remember in front of that screen, right by the gate. He came up, and then he took off, and Felipe stayed there. No, Felipe went to go get something to drink and came back. And when he came back, Felipe gave me an edible, and then this fool was opening an edible. And then this fool comes up with, like, little sweat on his nose and between his eyes. Man, I have a joint in my backpack that I forgot. But he has two.
How did he say it?
That I forgot about, and this one is mine. And he had two port authorities, and they looked serious. I was like, fuck, like. And my whole thing was like, did they sniff him over there at the gate? And then they zeroed him down in the cameras. And then this was, I don't know, dog. Fucking, they're going to get us for the edibles. I'm a dog. I was like, fuck that. I went over there and I fucking peeled the sticker off the edible and then fucking threw away the little wrapper. I was like, fuck that, dude. I just got Jell-O's, dog. And they took him. But then they, like, took him to the other side.
They thought they caught themselves a Haitian.
They caught El Chapo. And then they put him in handcuffs and they walked him out. You didn't record that video? It didn't record?
No, bro.
Oh, fuck. And then, he took off. But then he told us that they busted him that the first time. Mm-hmm. And then they let him go. They're all right, whatever.
Like they had to process him, right?
Yeah. And then I guess the bosses called him. No, hey, you got to go get him and we got to process this. And because I guess he showed him his paperwork that he, you know, he smokes and it's all legal. And then they went back there and he didn't even sign shit, he said. They let him go in an hour and a half and they redid it. And he's all, hey, man, we hate to do this, but they told us to do it. So, and then I guess another guy came in when he was sitting there and they busted this guy for a grinder. I'm all fool. Wow. I had a grinder.
Was he black?
No, he's a white dude. I'm a fool. I had a grinder. He's all, yeah, but they didn't find yours. Oh my God. It's like, what's the name? Keith Manning said, what you get busted for? Some bullshit.
That fool drove in, got his car out of the car lot without telling nobody. Just smooth.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would have done the same shit. I paid $1,500. Fuck that.
It was smooth.
Yeah, they got busted Toby on some bullshit, delayed his flight. Or not his flight, but got another flight. And it was funny because I was telling that fool.
That's what I was trying to tell Tom Segura, that the airport is sovereign land.
Sovereign.
It's sovereign land. They're under their own laws.
Yeah, it's like.
They don't have a court system there, but their laws.
They have their own laws, yeah.
They're going to believe what they say when you go to court to the regular court.
Of course.
And they're part of the Department of Homeland Security.
That's why I don't fuck around.
It has more leverage when they want it to have it, you know.
Peter Hagan, Bill Burr will be here on Monday.
Or at least on the air.
What have you lost?
Yes, Atwalfo mangoes. Those are also called champagne mangoes from the Philippines. Those are my favorite. They're out of season, and that's what they use for mango and sticky rice.
How do we talk about sticky rice?
I don't know. That guy just brought it up.
But sticky rice is good.
My favorite.
I had some sticky rice one time with brown, with real, real dark rice.
Yeah. We had that. Yeah, that's the forbidden rice, I think, that they made it with.
It's forbidden. You never had it? No, because it's forbidden. I saw Crazy Rich Asian. I keep telling you, bro. Go see it. It's a good awesome movie.
It's good. Fucking I want to see it with Isaac.
Fool, fucking, what's his name? It's so funny, bro. Dr. Ken.
Oh, he's hilarious. Hilarious, dog. Yeah. In a different, totally different way.
Because he's rich too, right? Yeah. But he's not as rich as the crazy rich Asians. Yeah. He's rich, but...
By American standards.
By American standards, but he's not rich like those motherfuckers, billionaire rich. Like, it's funny, man. Like, they're seen... They're like the ghetto Chinese dudes of but they're rich too.
But they're like, they are ghetto rich because like their clothes are all just too flashy and like and crazy. They're not eating
fast food, bro, for dinner, bro.
And like being chicken served nuggets by their maid. And it's like, it's gaudy. It's gaudy. Like
other food came in plastic bags like this. Yeah. And they're fucking eating it, dog.
Yeah, like tight pants. Like Peggy. She was dressed almost like Peggy Bundy almost with the big flashy top, you know.
It's fucking funny, man. Okay, and also, what's the name of Jimmy O. Yang? Funny.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm going to do my own movie version of it. Crazy ass Mexicans. Crazy rich ass Mexicans. What this fool's talking about right here?
Talking about food.
Okay, somebody, we came in from Singapore. Sobyok. Is that how you say his name?
That's Bok. I don't know what that is.
So, when you, what'd your dad tell you about your back?
No, what the fuck? That fool's never had back problems, though. He's like, I don't get it, dude.
What kind of couch he has?
Is he big at all?
Nah, no. He's smaller, dude. He's all.
He's in like, shape? Like, he's fit?
Yeah, he's fit. For the age. Yeah, but he's never had any back problems. He's like, what the fuck? You don't do shit and you get fucking hurt.
God damn. Do we have another meeting today? You nervous?
No. I'm you surprisingly ready? Not nervous. This morning, I wasn't nervous. I just was running behind, which I don't like.
Isaac in ROTC.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Marksman and shit. I didn't know they shoot over there.
Little sniper?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like air rifles. But you have to get like 100 on the test. You can't miss any. So he's taken it... three times, and he gets like 90 every time. But they don't let you know what you missed.
Yeah,
so it's hard to go back and try to prepare. You know what I mean?
You can't bring a phone with you?
No.
Take a picture of each shot.
It's done on the computer, and I think it's with somebody there.
Yeah, you got to be good, man.
And but it's like it's not. You know, it's about safety. The whole test is about safety and all that. So
you know, they're all chilling somewhere. You're all.
But he's not the only one not passing. Like it's hard.
Oh, that shit's hard to get 100.
It's hard to get 100 on stuff, especially for somebody like Ike, who's not a good test taker in the first place. But.
We're trying to find Isaac to get a haircut, like the last minute, because all the good ones close at 6 in the valley.
All the hipper ones, all you know, with younger ones. People working there. So we ended up going to this lady nearby.
A grandma or what?
Kind
of. One of those places that jacked up your hair, Mercedes. Araceli's, one of those places.
Araceli's.
Right next to a donut shop that everybody hangs out there just to play Keno, but don't buy donuts.
Yeah, okay, if you Google the hair place, there's a picture of Pan Dulce sitting in the window. Like, that's one of the features. It says right next to a Pan Dulce.
Right next to the mannequin, though. So what happened, dude?
So one of the places, bro, where the dad gets the same haircut as the son.
Everybody in the family looks the same.
Yeah, man. How do you want your hair? What kind of haircut do you want? Just like my daddy. Ugly. They only do haircut like this. Short and shorter. Commando or comandante.
Yeah, this guy had a zero comb.
Piojo haircuts?
Piojo haircuts, bro.
We call them burrs.
That sucks.
You got a haircut, bro, where like they ain't selling no combs. And no fucking shampoo at this place.
It sucks because a lot of people that cut the hair the same, it's cool if everybody had the same kind of head, but they don't.
Mm-hmm. They don't.
No. You look fucking wrecked, dude. Like my head, you got to cut it right or not. You fucking see certain fucking fucked up ass flaws.
She's cutting Isaac's hair and I dropped my phone and it went, ew. There was a toe bandage on the floor.
There was a bandaid on the floor.
On the phone landed on it?
No, next to it.
It's like when he went to pick it up, he saw it. And I was like, wait, I thought he was joking.
Pinche uña enterrada.
Oh. it.
Yeah, but then
I get psoriasis in that motherfucker.
But they have old ass seats. That fucking barber chair had a cigarette thing to turn up a cigarette.
Yeah, bro. Ashtray's in there.
It's for your blood, player.
But I was sitting there Googling frantically, like, seeing what else was open and what people's reviews were of this place. Man. I was worried, and I was like, oh, my son is about to get jacked up. I was worried because he had a picture of some dude with, like, a pompadour sort of thing that he wanted, you know? And I was like, this woman's not going to be able to give him that haircut. But she did a good job. It was $17.
But you know what it is, though? Sometimes you got to communicate it right to the people. Because I remember a fucking barber told me one time, he's like, hey, man. Yeah. Next time, tell me that in the beginning of the haircut, I'm all right. I can't do it after I cut it off.
But those are like dudes coming, bro. Everybody came in there with dirty ass pants, bro. And they came from work.
And they all came for the 01 fade.
Armenian mechanics, bro.
Laborers, those
fools that swear they ain't black. But like jack.
Crazy rich Indians.
Dudes, bro. Crazy rich Indians, bro. Fools. And then there's a Thai restaurant open next door.
Is new or what?
But the donut shop next door and one of those donut shops that sells every type of sandwich, bro.
Oh, yeah. They make deli sandwiches,
Deli sandwiches and the breakfast danishes. But the main thing there, bro, is lotto tickets and Kino. I don't know why people buy so many lotto tickets at that place.
Maybe there have been past winners there.
Yeah. It gets hot, fool.
Aquí gané uno y me trasquilaron.
A good machine right there, though.
But that haircut was good. $17.
Yeah, $17 is good because he goes with his stepmom. She takes him to like Floyd's barbershop and those chains, you know, like Rudy's.
$30.
They will fucking jack up your hair. And I got a jacked up haircut from there one time, and it's like $30, $35
for that
haircut.
Their ass.
But I got a haircut one time, and this woman made bangs, and I was like, the bangs were a little crooked, and I was like, I don't know if I like it. And then she went, yeah, it's a start.
Oh my God.
And I was like, it's a start? Like, this is my fucking hair, lady. I went home. I was so sad for days.
Oh. It sucks getting a jacked up hairdo, man.
No, I never gave Isaac a bowl cut.
I think he did cut his hair once.
But you used to say that the way I cut it, because I wasn't very good with the clippers, but you used to say that his hair looked like I bit it off. Sometimes.
It was very unlayered.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was choppy in parts.
Did he pump it up then?
It looks good. I didn't take a picture of it, but it looked good, yeah. It's not a super big pompadour. He just wanted it to be... It's like all shaved on the sides.
Looking like Brian Setzer or what?
No. It's like... I don't know. Who's got the haircut now? Like a lot of...
Durant.
Some of the baseball players have it. Like it's all shaved and then there's like longer hair up here.
He has a Kiki Hernandez.
And it's kind of like swept back. So it's not a pompadour, but it is a little higher. So I don't know.
Cool.
He's really into his hair right now. We have arguments about it every morning, like a mother and daughter.
Yeah, that place, man, needed to hire somebody to sweep.
There's a lot of hairs.
Gross. And everybody. A Band-Aid. That's so nasty. Band-Aid, bro.
Dog hair.
Like, normally I would have left if I saw a Band-Aid.
Excuse me.
What would you have done, bro?
I would have picked it up and said, hey, did somebody drop this? Just so they could pick it up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that place, is like it's funny, man, like, you know how you go to, like, if you live in, like, in a neighborhood that has a lot of Vons, or there's a lot of Ralph's markets, or a lot of HEBs, or whatever type of supermarket there is in your neighborhood, but there's a lot of them. You want to know which one is the one you're going to go to always, because you know which one is bad already. Oh, I can't go to that one, bro. I only go there for milk. That's ghetto Vons.
Ghetto Vons,
like, don't even try, man.
Man, this Kroger back in Ohio where I used to work, where I used to live.
Kroger!
Someone say Kroger!
Kroger like the Midwest Miss.
No, it's Ralph's.
It's Ralph's. If you look at them, sometimes they got Kroger products there.
But Kroger is in all of Ohio. There's no Ralph's there. So, but my friend still works there after all these years. What? He's been cutting meat for years. And he still works there. Goes home and drinks a 40 every day. Just 140. That's his day every day. But they call it Killer Kroger. That's the Kroger that he works at, is Killer Kroger, because it's so ghetto. And there have been fights there and, like, Killer shootings Kroger. In the parking lot. Like, it's a rough neighborhood still. But,
Killer Kroger. There used to be a 24-hour Kmart in Sacramento, or just a Kmart by Sacramento. And they were, like, in a ghetto-ass side, right? They used to call that motherfucker KKK Kmart. KKK Kmart, because they were like rednecks. Triple Kmart.
Triple K, man.
That was by that ghetto ass, that Kmart. We passed by one time when you and I took the bus to go get to the medicinal shop. We ran into the bail bondsman.
Oh, in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking bail bondsman ready to capture somebody, huh?
They were on their way, dude. Oh, like.
There it is, bro. Kmart in the hood. The Piggly Wiggly was a dirty ass store too, huh? It's like the Super A of the hood.
Last time we went to a Piggly Wiggly was on the way from Nashville to Huntsville, huh?
We're on the way to Huntsville.
Right, Piggly Wiggly.
Shout out to Mega Man. This motherfucker got a podcast now. Oh shit. Martin Moreno having a Halloween show, right? You know when?
No. I think, is it before Halloween or on Halloween?
I think it's the Monday. It's the 30th, I think. Or the 29th, didn't you say? When
I'm
is
pretty
it?
Sure, Mega Man.
Mega Man, where is it? It'll be faster than
when is that Halloween show at?
No, what time or what day? And is it at Harville's?
Shout out to Jacob Garcia. Yeah, man. The Gather Draws are podcast cartoons. Mario, right? Mario Cruz 10. I saw that Mega Man was online doing a story live from Instagram. And I was in my room chilling. I said, oh, what the fuck is this fool talking about? So I saw that he was chatting with Mario. And I found out that Martin Moreno is going to have a Halloween party on October 22nd, Monday night at Harvell's.
22nd.
So if anybody's available that day, Harvell's, Long Beach, October 22nd, Martin Moreno and Hooter are going to have the Halloween extravaganza. And they're going to give out Baskin-Robbins spoons of Coke.
No.
They're going to give out dabs.
That's a Monday night.
Monday night. And I think...
And you're coming back into town from Tampa.
I think Mega Man is going to be there. He's going to be broadcasting, helping out Martin. But this is the funny part, fool. Mario from Atlanta, the guy who draws us, that fool is going to spend the night at Mega Man's house.
Bunk buddies.
With bunk buddies, bro. You never met the motherfucker. You don't know how that Mega Man screams at night.
Night terrors. Stink,
he farts too much.
You're right, Alex. I didn't like yo. I thought it was going to be called Hooter and Son or You Know What Rasa Podcast.
That would have been a better title.
Yeah, You Know What Rasa Podcast would have been a better name. But hey, I came up with What's Up Fool. And Rodrigo came out with Yeah Man.
I thought it should have been You Know What Rasa too.
What's up with MC Pancho, bro? That fool fucking took out his comments, bro. He can't comment no more on his little dance.
Basically, you're just going to be able to watch me dance.
So who hates on that man?
I don't know.
He ain't bothering nobody.
But a lot of fools hate, dog.
Why?
People just want to be heard.
Dog. They want to troll, dog.
But sometimes they want to joke.
But they don't know that
they don't.
Maybe you don't know they're bagging on him, jokingly, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of that shit was harsh, though, dude. What'd he posted some of that shit. Just
tell me.
From what I remember, I don't remember word for word, but just like, you know, lame-ass comments, dude. People talking shit about him and his old lady.
I think Lisa and I were going to be Chamorita and MC Pancho.
We were
going
to be. I wanted to be John Redcorn and Nancy, though.
I guess she could shave my beard.
Not really. It's Halloween. You don't have to have a perfect costume.
Unless you want to win the contest.
Be authentic. Let's be perfect.
Well, MC Pancho doesn't have a beard. He's got...
You have to get your hair straightened.
He's got designed facial hair. We'll straighten your hair or do two braids. But your hair's too short for the two braids.
Get a little hat, huh? Rings?
Be Billy Jack, bro.
Hey, but you need a mustache, though, dog.
Yeah. But I can't do that dance, bro. I bust my knees.
Oh, my God. I think he busted his knees. That looked painful.
What is that dance?
When he went down like that?
He's getting stem cell shots in TJ.
Who else does like that?
He was boogieing, dog.
Gilbert Escobar.
Yeah, Gilbert Escobar does it, bro.
Dancing Cholo.
I see Gilbert Escobar's live radio show. He does.
A lot of those fools that are that age do that shit.
Yeah. What?
They boogie.
It's like that Cholo boogie thing.
I don't get the
it's
boogie.
Like hey, what's that fucking, what's that song by Brentwood called? Boogum, boogum. Mm-hmm.
The best boogie one I ever saw when Crucito is at that party in Blood In, Blood Out, and he sees the little hot-ass Cholita, and he starts boogieing to her, bro.
To the side? That's a mean little Cholo side
dance. In what movie?
Blood In, Blood Out.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, whatever, Ray. He just grabs her and he's having sex with her in a car. Next scene, fucking that dude.
Yepa, yepa, yepa! I watched that movie probably like 100 times, though. Stop it. If you, and you know Mexican people, like Hispanic people, like there's people that even like, they don't speak, they've watched that movie like 50 to 100 times.
I know.
Dude, we got that movie in Spanish with subtitles because they didn't have the regular one.
That's just funny because like,
they swooped up on
black people phone. Will just swoop on you and just start whooping your ass. White people just go in to get off my sister. But Mexicans will always make your ass beat you funny at first.
Just to throw a little tease in there.
Throw a little tease. Like, we're gonna, like, that shit was yepa, yepa. And then that fool goes, save me some.
Yeah, he was a good shirt. I feel like he's going to grab it and shit.
They and then his ass they up fucking on the lift hydrate, that fool up,
fire hydrant.
And they broke his back on a fucking fire hydrant, bro. Made him a heroin addict.
Fool, I would just stayed in that car, dog. Couldn't got me out of there, dog. Fuck that.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man, they swooped up on that fool. But then they got those fools back nasty too, dog.
I like the Lars is telling everybody that he does Halloween facial paintings, bro, for Halloween.
His face painting.
Face painting.
Yeah, we're at Alex. He does do it. That's why I asked him to design that because he does. Do it by hand also on people's faces.
Because on the festival, Dia de los Muertos festivals, they have people that do face paint.
Yeah,
stuff.
He does face paint.
I remember one time Isaac told a lady to be Spider-Man, and she just put a spider on his forehead. Okay, paisa didn't know what the fuck to do, bro. I think paisas shouldn't do face painting if they don't know the American culture.
Yeah.
American culture, cabrona. Like you tell the pinche paisa, I want to be Captain America. And then she just paints your whole flag, like the whole thing, American flag, and that's it. Bendeja.
There you go, Captain.
Did I tell you about Isaac's dad when he was a kid? He got face painting, and he wanted to look like Kiss. He asked for Kiss, and she just wrote Kiss on the side of his face.
How about if you would have just wanted this?
She wrote Kiss on the side of his face. He was so mad.
Sorry, man.
Let's get back to that fur coat, though.
Oh, but yeah, that guy Mario drew me. It was a cute little photo, but it was looking a little like blonde girl, and I wasn't blonde when I was a kid. Looking like
Madonna. You didn't even wear a fur coat either.
No, I'm just a ratty
that's
sweater.
That's funny, man. He drew a lot of your ragged ass sweater.
That was Friday's outfit.
He doesn't know how to. He doesn't know how to draw fur coats.
It wasn't even furry. It was just like a ski jacket kind of thing, puffy jacket.
North Face.
I called it my fur jacket.
If I had to pick Blood In, Blood Out or American Me, I'd just say that I like watching Blood In, Blood Out because that's just funny. Sorry, we have no tortillas.
It's a little bit of camp to it. A little bit, yeah. American meat is so deep.
What's up, fool? Paint my face to look like Gary Coleman. Yeah, man, that shit was funny. Yepa, yepa.
Yepa, yepa, yepa. They swooped on that fool. He thought he was by himself on the little hillside, huh? Macking on his little hyena, though.
That's funny, man, because you could actually get that song by Charlie Gambino, This Is America, and put it the same song to Crucito when he's picking up on that chick, doing the same dance. This is American Me. What's up, fool? Lisa, you got shows coming up?
Nothing.
Okay. Rodrigo?
Yeah, man, this Sunday, man, come out. Der Wolf. Some like little underground little German bar off of Fair Oaks, 72 North Fair Oaks.
Also, I'm going to be at the Warfield Theater on November the 2nd. Mm-hmm. And also
Balboa in San Diego.
And November 1st, I'll be at the Raiders 49ers game in
San Francisco.
Yeah. And hopefully
Levi, is that Levi Stadium?
I think the Raiders and the 49ers will be battling for worst record of the NFL.
Battle of the Bay, bro.
Are they doing badly too, the Niners?
Yeah. So what happened to the A's, bro?
It's unfortunate what happened, bro, next year, bro. Yeah, man. They got fucked up. The Yankees got fucked up, huh, fool?
How about those Dodgers?
Getting ready to make some cheese out of Milwaukee, man.
I just love watching, like, Braves fans get their hearts broken, bro.
He thought they were going to come back with a tomahawk chop. Like get out of here,
like
dog.
This white lady, bro, holding a Bible, bro. During the game, come on, lady, that helps. Like God's gonna pick you and not us.
Hey, man, that Bible ain't got nothing to do with baseball, man. Put that thing away, lady.
How come the Braves didn't make it, man?
Man, because they just weren't brave enough, man. Stupid. Huh? What the fuck is
this? You ready?
Ready for what?
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. What's up, fool? We didn't have a guest today. It was just the three of us today, people. That's it.
We're going to do that. You guys have a wonderful week and keep shining, man.
That's right, man. We're back. Toby's with us. All with us. Who the fuck is Johnny Rocky will be there with us this weekend, too?
What have you lost?
Rodrigo has fleas.
Fleas? Where?
Shout out to Serge Ochoa. Mitch Banks. What's up, Mitch? 248 SIL, half Mexican dude. Mitch Banks here from Tiger Belly. Thank you, homeboy. Go Lakers. Johnny Handsome. I really like Nyack, bro.
Too nice to go back. Well, this time we stayed in Nyack, not suffering like last time.
Last time we were suffering. What did you eat? Did you eat anything at that fair?
The Greek sausage and two slices of white pizza.
And we saw George Kolondinsky.
Yeah, George. Hey, yeah.
No dress code at the Balboa Theater.
No dress code, bro.
I mean, don't wear anything crazy.
Well, by eating a sandwich and taking bumps.
Make sure you're fully clothed.
What's up, fool? I said, we got to go do a pitch meeting right now.
Yeah, we got to go have some lunch. Good luck.
We're doing a pitch meeting with CBS.
Meier, was ist passiert?
Chef, ich hab veganes Mett auf dem Brötchen.
Oh nein.
Weniger Sorgen kann man nicht haben. Die Peugeot-Nutzfahrzeuge mit 4 Jahre Sorglos-Service für 0 Euro. Jetzt bei den Peugeot-Gewerbewochen. Peugeot, impress yourself.